It is my great pleasure to address all of you this afternoon. Let me just make sure that the technique works before I start in seriousness. Can I just have a feedback? Am I audible and visible?
Wonderful, Arch.
Good. Good. Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to address today a very interesting point about changing perspective. My title will be How Krishna Sees Only the Good in Someone and How as Vaishnavas we are trying to imbibe that mood to see the good. So this is a glorious question because our circumstances have changed due to the present world situation, and now we can either go into a mood of feeling very restricted, very locked down, almost like prisoners, or we can see if there is another perspective that is more empowering, more inspiring. So let me start. Please, you join me for this time. As I always say, please put your ships away and other multitasking activities and be fully here so that we can really go into this subject in a way that this is extraordinary, that empowers us. I would like to start with offering my obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. Please join me. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sadasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyari Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear devotees, did you know that bhakti has two forms, not one form? The two forms of bhakti are, first, bhakti is described to be an emotion, a mood, something inside. It is bhava rupa bhakti, the mood of devotion. Second form of bhakti is called in Sanskrit sheshta rupa bhakti. It's an effort. Prabhupada used to say it's not just enough to feel devotion, we should do service also. Therefore, he translated the word bhakti, keeping the emotion and the activity in mind. He translated the word bhakti as devotional service, an activity which is done with a particular mood. Now, which one of the two do you feel is more important for Krishna? Is it the devotion or is it the activities which we do? I am looking at you and you are looking at me. I am waiting for you to think a little and come up with an answer. Krishna appreciates the devotion most. A striking example from the Bhagavatam is Vritasura. Vrita was previously a devotee, Chitraketu, but because he was cursed, he took on the form and the activities of a demon. Now at the end of his life, when he confronted Indra in an ultimate fight where only one of the two would be alive, it was a fight for life, Vritasura had enough of his life and he turned to Krishna in prayers, beautiful prayers where he expressed the devotion of his heart. He said basically, when will the time come when I can come back to you and serve you with my body, my mind and my words? And then he gave some examples how much he wanted this time to come. He said, like a little baby bird always waits for the mother to come and feed it, or like a calf which always wants to drink the milk of his mother, or like a chaste wife whose husband is far away in foreign lands, always waits until the husband comes back so that she can serve him. In the same way, I want to be with you. Like a bird who cries for the mother, like a calf who just waits, bound by the neck, so that the mother cow comes, and like the wife who is restless at home and who feels incomplete without the presence of the husband. So that mood of bhakti, that emotion of bhakti, was so dear to Krishna that Krishna appeared to Vritasura and said, I will soon take you to my side. Although his activities were that of an asura. Another example, even more striking, is Putana. There is a very interesting verse about Putana, which we will put now onto the for you to see. It is where Uddhava says, Krishna, you are so merciful, because Putana came as a demoness, but she had a little spark, a little good desire to please you, and you accepted her. Let us chant this verse together. I will chant one line alone, and then you please join me. And please make the sound vibration so that your home become spiritualized or pervaded with the sacred sound vibration of the Bhagavatam. Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam. Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam. And now we can sing the whole verse together. Jigam shayapayayat apyasadvi. Lebe gatim dat yuchitam tatonyam kang vadayalam sharanam brajema. With tears in his eyes, Uddhava remembers Krishna and says, alas, how shall I take shelter of one more merciful than he, Krishna, who granted the position of a mother to a she-demon, this Putana, although she was unfaithful and she prepared deadly poison to be sucked from her breast. So, Putana had not done anything good. She had come in to Krishna. Let me get this. And she had wanted to, she had even bad motivation, but there was something little good in her. Prabhupada comments, here is an example of the extreme mercy of the Lord, even to his enemies. It is said that a noble person accepts the good qualities of a person, even of doubtful character, just as one accepts nectar from a stock of poison. And in the end he said, the Lord, at the end of the purport, he says, accepts the least qualification of the living entity and awards him the highest regard. That is the standard of his character. Therefore, who but the Lord can be the ultimate shelter? I find this very, very encouraging, because when I look into my own heart, I see a mixture of something that is good, but I see also tendencies that are maybe not so good. And sometimes I doubt if Krishna will accept me, as long as there is a whiff of bad qualities. I sometimes think Krishna will never accept me. But when I hear of Vritasura and of Pudana, my heart dances with joy, because I become informed of this quality of Krishna, to see the good in someone, even if there are still qualities which are not so good. And my dear devotees, this is a quality or a perspective which we as devotees of Krishna should also learn. We should represent our Lord. There's a very nice verse which Gokrishna will put for us into the conference. In the fourth canto, chapter 4, text 12, here the quality of a Vaishnava is described in the as an example of Lord Shiva. You know, Lord Shiva had a father-in-law who was really like a goat, spiritually not awakened. His name was Daksha, offended Lord Shiva in the public assembly in a very bad way. I mean, he said really bad things which should not be said. He called him crazy, irresponsible, and and so on. I don't want to make you sad by telling you all of this. So his good daughter, who was married to Shiva, corrected her father. He said in this verse, Doshan Paresham hi guneshu sadavo grinanti kechinnaba vadrisho dvija gunam shafalgun bahuli krishnarbo mahatmastva vidat bhavam agam. Oh, Sati said to her father, oh, twice born Daksha, a man like you can simply find fault in the qualities of others. You are a fault finder. You don't have a spiritual vision. Lord Shiva, however, not only finds no faults with others' qualities, But if someone has a little good quality, he magnifies it greatly. Unfortunately, you have found fault with such a great vision. Because Krishna sees us like this, he sees whatever little good mood is there, whatever good devotion is there, whatever good inclination is there, he magnifies that greatly. I think we should also think how to come to this level. The spiritual vision is when there is a fault, the person who has a spiritual vision says, he can be transformed into someone good. The material vision is when a materialist sees something, he is a good quality, then he thinks most probably that will turn into a fault. Let me give you examples. When someone who is spiritual thinks, well, yes, this person has still some fault, but if he practices the process of devotional service, it will eventually be turned into a good quality. As an example, when someone always talks harshly about others, that's a fault, no? Always harsh, harsh, harsh. But a devotee thinks, well, if he becomes a little bit more interested in Krishna consciousness and acts Krishna consciously, then his quality of being harsh can be turned into, that a quality that this person corrects another who needs correction, just like bitter neem juice can be used to cure a person who has stomach problems. So he says, yes, there may be some faults now, but it can be transformed. The harsh person can become a good forthcoming person who helps others to advance. An example for the second, the material vision, where someone sees a good quality, but he thinks that will become bad. For instance, someone sees this person wants to preach, but then he says, yeah, it's a good quality, but he has so much association with others, most probably he will become greedy for their money. You see, a spiritual person sees something what is faulty and thinks that becomes good, and a materialist will think something that is good will become bad. To make it a little bit clearer, Shiva did not find fault in Daksha, but when he saw that he had a little good quality amongst all these bad qualities, he magnified it, like Krishna did in Putana's case. He understood this was a demon who came to kill me, but she offered her breast to me to drink. That was like a mother. And he preferred to look at this good quality. Someone might think, for instance, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains this vision with a very nice example. He said, let us assume there came an armed thief who had a weapon, let us say a knife, and he stole my cloth. So when I have this type of vision, where I want to see the good in others, I will say, he must have felt some coldness. A good thing is that he did not use his knife to threaten me or to hurt me. this is because he is merciful and full of good virtues. The materialist sees a small mistake and he will immediately make it very big. My dear devotees, my dear friends, and my dear skeptics, if Krishna would look with a critical vision at us, we would have no chance. But Krishna sees whatever little good is in us, and he fans it. Prabhupada spoke in this context as fanning the spark. When there is a spark, and you fan it, it will become bigger, bigger, until it becomes a strong fire that joyfully crackles and burns. Burns, yes. So, this is the vision which Krishna has. Oh, this devotee came to me. Yes, he may see there is still some bad quality, but he creates the circumstances so that this is fanned. This is why I like the Birmingham Kirtan, 24-hour Kirtan, so much. Because, see, all kinds of people come inside this Kirtan. Also people from the outside world may come into it. But as they are there, the little spark, the little good thing in them becomes fanned and becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. And in this way, everyone can make advancement by the mercy of the holy name. No? Why can't we have this good vision? What is the problem in having this vision? My dear devotees, please allow me now to speak a little bit strongly to all of you. It's because of envy. Beginningless envy, which even made us turn against Krishna. This spot of dark spot of envy, which is like a lepra spot on our character, is very strongly with us. Envy means is a suffering that appears in the heart when we see that another has what we don't have ourselves. We feel, oh, he has more likes on Facebook. Oh, he has better sideburns, which are more photographic than my sideburns. Oh, he has more money. Oh, he has two children, and I have not even received or conceived one child, and so on. It's a suffering in the heart, which appears when we see that another has what we don't have ourselves. And the suffering in the heart is then projected outside. Oh, this person, may some people say he has good qualities, but these good qualities can turn into bad qualities. Or we see, this person has good qualities, but really, behind all this, there is a big problem which this person has. No? So we cannot see the good, but we always want to see the bad. And that is how the envy in our heart or the suffering in our heart manifests. We want him to suffer also. We want him to be bad also. And my dear devotees, believe me, this is the main problem. If you don't address this problem, if you don't cure this problem, your Krishna consciousness will be theoretical. It must be cured. There is a verse, I'm not sure if we have this, if God Krishna has this, 6:16:42. Oh, you have. It appears in the Bhagavatam, and there we really understand how it is so, how we must overcome envy. The verse says, how can a religious system that produces envy of oneself and of others be beneficial? It can't be good. If in Krishna consciousness envy comes up or is produced, it can't be good. It's not beneficial for oneself and not for others. What is auspicious about following such a system? What is actually to be gained? By causing pain to one's own self due to self-envy, and by causing pain to others, one arouses your anger, Krishna, and practices a religion. You may do all these good things which you do, but if you remain envious on others, on yourself, then it is this envy which takes all the good results away. And the Bhagavatam, it says, this Bhagavatam is for those who are free from anger. Paramo nimatsaranam satam. Oh. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So, in the remaining time which we have, I would like to give you a few, three strong medicines that will cure your any type of envy and will make you happy and free from all inner suffering. My first, it's called the PLS system. You all know PS, Pandavasena, but this is PLS. Ah, yeah, you will see what it is. It's a very good system. It's really good. Here it is. It starts with P. Put Krishna in the center. As long as you are interested in your own gratification, your own name and fame and glory, your own how that you are acknowledged, then you will see when someone is more acknowledged than you, more famous than you, more glorified than you, you will feel, oh, here's something I don't have. But if you understand, well, Krishna, 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 I am a part of Krishna, and Krishna should be satisfied or is served in this movement. And when someone does something more for him, good, then Krishna is more satisfied. This is a good example, and I was thinking about this because I know you in Birmingham, because I have come to the 24-hour Kirtan Mela, and there are many singers. And this is very interesting now for singers. And sometimes maybe a singer thinks, I sing more beautiful, more loud, more people dance more when I sing, and so on. And there's some little competition. So in Vaikuntha there are also singers. The cuckoos, the peacocks, the parrots, they sing very beautifully. But when they hear the sound of the bee, the little bee, they stop their singing and they think, this bee is actually qualified to sit on the garland of the Lord. Uh-huh. And when it vibrates its wings, this makes the sound hari hari, hari hari, hari hari. Let us stop our kirtan, our singing, to appreciate the singing of this particular small little bee. No envy, because there is no trace of sense gratification or of trying to gratify one's own self. So therefore, The medicine against envy is put Krishna in the center. P. Put Krishna in the center. The second is L. It stands for learn. When someone does something better than you, instead of becoming envious, thinking, oh, he will get more rewards, more glorification, learn from him what he does good. Study it, follow it as much as you can, and satisfy Krishna in this way. So L is for learn. And the final exercise, which I want to do with you in a second, is S for see the good in others. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I once told this in the Buckland mentorship retreat, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati taught this method. There were once two sannyasis who were not getting on very well with each other. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur called Sannyasi A and Sannyasi B into his room, and he said to Sannyasi A, "I have heard you have not a high opinion of Sannyasi B." "Yes, yes, yes, Sannyasi B is not good. He is a pretender." "Okay. And Sannyasi B, I also feel, I've heard that you are not in good terms with Sannyasi A." "Yes, Sannyasi A is. Look at his cloth. He is thinking he's the most beautiful man in Calcutta. He is so much identified with the body still." "Good," said Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. "Now I want you, Sannyasi A, to see, look for anything that you might find is good in Sannyasi B." "Well," said Sannyasi A, "he's a vegetarian. He doesn't even eat fish, although he's from Bengal." "Oh, good. Then now, Sannyasi B, say something good about Sannyasi A." "It's not easy." "No, something small." "He sleeps in the ashram and not outside." "Okay." Sannyasi A, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur went back to Sannyasi A and asked him to say something else about Sannyasi B. And then he went to person B, that he says something about good about person A. And in this way, the good built up on each other until finally they embraced each other, paid their obeisances, and said, "Let us forget about our differences." This comes when you see the good in someone repeatedly. Some of you are parents. They have children. And children sometimes get on our nerves. That is normal. But if you see the good, he's a child, he's trying to learn, you will see your child with the eyes of love, not with the eyes of criticism. So whatever little thing you can find something good in it, and then it will be magnified. This is the spiritual vision. And let us not forget, that is the way Krishna sees us. Let us make an exercise. Enough theory, now something practical. Are you ready? Well, I guess you are. Sit down in an erect and straight manner. Take a few deep breaths. In and out. Now think of a person. Anyone who comes to your mind. Do you have your person? Think a little bit more. Some person who is important in a good way or in a negative way in your life. And now focus your mind or search with your mind for a good quality in that person. Something you can genuinely identify as a good quality. And now think of what you can do to fan the spark or to make that good quality grow. Maybe it is giving them a gift. Maybe it is giving them an open ear and hear them out. Maybe it is simply to stop judging them, and because the relationship might still be a little bit tense, just making a polite distance, but getting away from the difficult interactions by just moving a little in the distance with good intention. Two deep breaths. And you are done. Thank you very much. Please take with you PLS or put Krishna in the center. By understanding Krishna is to be served, not me. Learn from whatever they do and then see the good. And if you want, try to see how you can fan the good. Thank you very, very much. I am a little earlier finished because I'm very curious for your questions. I saw questions were coming up again and again, but the way we do this is that either Mayapur Madhava or the other devotee, I think his name was with Keshava Prabhu, they will put the question to me and I will answer the question as quick as I can. So, good. Narayan Keshava, yes.
First question is, somebody wants to know, they haven't got a name on there, but they want to know, what elaboration on how can one envy oneself? You mentioned that one can envy oneself. They want to know how is that possible?
Thank you. A wonderful and very relevant question. How is it possible to envy oneself or have self-envy? You will be surprised that we do this a lot. We have inside of us the most unmerciful critic who always says to us, you are not good, you are not doing it nicely enough, you are not serving nicely, you are foolish, you always enter the same situation, you always get many difficulties in your life. This is a constantly nagging voice. It's the inner critic which envies us, which criticizes us, which puts us down, which disempowers us, which discourages us. It's the inner envious voice. The inner envy here means also criticizing. That's one manifestation of finding fault, no? Finding fault, that's a manifestation of this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I should love the Vaishnavas, I should love Krishna, the Vaishnavas, and then listen to this, and I should also love myself because I am inclined to Krishna. This inclination, which every one of us has, is that little spark which can grow more and more until it comes into love of Krishna or Bhava Bhakti. So, but that harmful voice to always criticize us, find always fault in us, not see the good in us, that disempowers us and we will never be able to come to bhakti. Yes, we should be humble. Yes, we should not think we are the worstest, but we should not kill ourselves in the process. Hare Krishna. The next question, please.
Yes, Maharaj. Next question is, we want to know when did the exercise, I'm trying to work out what the question is. He says, I could see very few good qualities in some person, and I see that I got a lot more qualities, but at the same time, I got a lot more qualities and I don't like them. Understand the question. This person irritates me a lot and I get anger very often. How can I overcome this problem, please? I'm not sure where the problem is, whether it is me or other person.
Yes. Thank you, Narayan Keshava. So there is a person who irritates me a lot. How, and I become upset. How do I have a problem, or does this person have the problem, and how to deal with this? Yes, there are persons who upset us. Yes, there are persons who hurt us even. Yes, there are persons who irritate us. We seem to have a special karmic relationship with them because they always are there where we are and they always give us problems. Now, don't make their problem into your problem by becoming always revengeful, hurtful, and so on. To think that you will not suffer when you become upset with someone is like thinking you will not suffer when you drink a cup of poison, but the other person whom you wish well, he will suffer. I can best express it. There was once a politician called Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela was put for a period of more than 20 years into the most heavy prison. And when he came out, he was interviewed and asked, what is a difference between Nelson Mandela who went into the prison and Nelson Mandela who came out of the prison. And he said that Nelson Mandela who went into the prison was angry, was hurt. But the Nelson Mandela who came out of the prison was no longer concerned with the people who had hurt him. He expressed it like this: I knew when I walked out of that prison, if I be now revengeful towards others who put me there, I would take the prison right with me. So yes, others may hurt us. It's, you know, by the way, we all have still some karma left, and this karma is often administered in difficult relationships by other people. So it is going to happen. There will be, your friends are there, but your enemies are also there. It will take some time maybe to discover them, but they are there. Because the friends give you good karma, if they are real friends. The enemies give you your bad karma, and so on. Both has to be gotten in this world. So don't, when you get something bad, don't make the waiters of your karma responsible. You have ordered it. Do you know what a waiter is? Go Krishna, is that a good English word? The person who comes and brings you your potatoes in the restaurant, your alu sabji, that person is just giving you what you have ordered in the past. Don't become angry at those who hurt you. Disengage from them. Say, oh yes, sorry. It doesn't mean that you should now invite them to every birthday party which you have or for every event. Sometimes a healthy distance is the best place to cure wounds in a relationship.
Yes, Maharaj. This is from Isha Kusunga. He says, thank you very much for the class, Maharaj. And how can we deal with envy within so that we can become more submissive to the plan of the Lord to help us put Krishna in the center? So I think what you were saying earlier at the PLS.
Yeah, I was thinking when I heard this question. It's a couple of things. PLS, what is the P? You can note down, put Krishna in the center. Krishna, even when something bad happens, know, oh Krishna, this happened because of my own actions in the past, now I get the reaction, but I will not stop to worship you with my body, words and mind. Putting Krishna in the center means also, if someone does better than you, you think you could, Krishna is here being served. Second, L. For what does L stand? Learn. Learn your lessons. Learn even what someone... just learn. Be open to learn. And then the next is S. For what does S stand? See the good in another person. Remember that exercise which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did. I always do this when there is someone who is not satisfied with me and I see the good thing. And usually, here comes the secret, listen attentively. When you see the good in others, after some time, they will stop finding fault in you. It's just, you don't even need to express that this is that you saw the good in the other person. It's somehow we are more connected then through words, we are connected through thoughts, through intentions, through many, many things we are connected. Therefore, we know by the good wishes of our parents that we grow and prosper, for instance. No, no words are necessary. Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Good. Other questions?
Yes, Maharaj. Nitai Prabhu would like to know that when someone hurts us, we criticize them, and when we see them doing well, then we criticize them more. When other people praise them, we criticize them. How do we get over this vicious circle?
Yeah. This envy is so deep-rooted. It is there since we came to the world, and we have not fully given it up, even as devotees, and it manifests in many ways. We criticize someone when they hurt us, we criticize them when they do good. Ah. I would suggest the first step is to become aware. Yeah, this is what I do. To become aware means you look at yourself like a video camera would look at you. A video camera doesn't think you did good. A video camera doesn't think you did bad. The video camera has no opinion about you. It just looks at you and records you. So this is how you must first start. You must, in Sanskrit this is called, come into the neutral observer position. Shakshitvena. You observe yourself. Without any comment. You just observe what you see. And if you see some of these critical thoughts in you, then you see, go to the second step. What should I now do? And here I would say, start with the big picture. Krishna is the Lord of my life. Most important is my relationship to Krishna. And Krishna does not appreciate if we hurt other living entities, if we are envious on fellow living entities. Because, see, Krishna gives everyone a chance. He accepts everyone. Whatever little they do, someone may come to the temple and he may have earned 50,000 pounds that day with some cheating. And this person comes and offers a pound in the hundi box, in the donation box. Krishna will accept it. The pound will not fly out of the hundi box and beat him on the head. No. He accepts whatever good we do. And so by putting Krishna in the center, you can maybe also do this. And then again, go to the thing that how to see good in others. This is what I would say. And here, Nitai Prabhu, see like this. You need to develop a habit of seeing the good. Why not make one day in the week, let us say the Tuesday, that's a good day. That's the day of Lord Nrisimhadev and of Hanuman. Hanuman, no? Is your day of appreciating others, seeing the good of others. You can pray, oh Krishna, I'm not so good in always seeing the good. Please help me. And in this way, you are you will be very, very good. My dear devotees, I have to say we have 4 minutes left. In other words, create a habit of having auspicious thoughts about someone. And the more you do this, it will become natural. Once Prabhupada said, was asked, Prabhupada, I'm not humble at all, what should I do? Prabhupada said, act as if you were humble, then one day you will be humble. Hare Krishna. So yes, 4 more minutes left. Other questions, please?
No, yes, Maharaj, we have lots of questions. Can you spare a few more minutes after the 4 minutes?
My situation is everyone. I really appreciate your questions, but my situation is that I have a very important seminar. Living Name Online. It's an in-depth japa course. I will live stream it, and before that I have to do a couple of things, so we cannot spare much time this time. This is not possible.
Okay, last question from Ankit Kamath Prabhu. He wants to know, we sometimes see devotees really serve with all their heart, but they still face criticism from surrounding people. How can we help the devotee facing criticism to carry on with the service endeavors and not feel down by the surrounding judgment?
Very wonderful question. How to support devotees who are criticized? You should give them a feeling that they are valuable. You should acknowledge them. You should appreciate them. You should invite them for doing other services, you should engage them. You should do the opposite of what the critical people do. Unfortunately, there are always critical people who are not satisfied in their life and who then let it out in others. That is unavoidable. And it is also unavoidable that if you do something good, you will be criticized. Why? Because you stand out from the crowd, no? And you're visible. And yes. So give those who are criticized and who might feel discouraged by this criticism some good feedback, but it should be feedback which you mean, not just some empty words. Find the good in what they do and then acknowledge this by saying, oh, you did this thing so good, wonderful, I thank you very much. So in this way you can help them. This is very nice. Vaishnavas should encourage each other. There's a very nice purport by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on a verse where real Vaishnava dealings are highlighted. How Vaishnavas learn to chant the glories of Krishna together like they do in Kirtan, how they talk about Krishna, praise Krishna. They learn all these things. And they also encourage each other. Oh, today I have given up this sense gratification. And then that is possible. And so in this way it is encouraging. You should encourage devotees. Oh, you did so well. Oh, you... But it must be real. If it's just false, empty words, it's not encouraging. It's not real. It has no power to uplift a person. You must find, you must study a little bit the devotee whom you wish to encourage and find what he does good. No? Genuinely good. Genuinely. Not just praise, flatter. These empty words have no power to uplift anyone. How much I would like to spend time with you. Please excuse me. that time is not so merciful to us at this moment. I want to thank you very much, and I want to thank Mother Vamayapur, who every year is telling Gokishtha and myself, you must come, you must come, you must come. And we feel every year the loving affection of the Birmingham devotees manifesting through Mayapur Madhava's mouth and his writing. So all of you, thank you very much. Nitai Kirtan, all the Birmingham devotees. Narayan Keshava, I have seen you, Narayan Keshava, but we have not talked very much up till now. And all the devotees there who are wonderful and very dear to my heart. That is, I also this elderly Vaishnava, help me. Nitai Charan, Nitai Charan, yes, and so on. Also, I want to thank Preeti and Deepak, who are online, Hare Krishna, let me see. Thank you, Maharaj, very useful session and advice. We'll never forget PLS system, yes, PLS system. Take that with you, the PLS system. All right.
Thank you very much.